So, Hare Krishna. Welcome to the last part of the Venu Gita seminar. I'm very happy to talk about Krishna, and I think just the day before Jamashtami is the most ideal place or the most ideal time to do so. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Si Radhe. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Si Radhe. Prabhupada ki jai jai jai. So Hare Krishna, as you all are aware of, we are only a few hours away from Sri Krishna Jamashtami, and in these little lectures which we have been given so far, the Vinu Gita lectures, we are trying to raise an awareness in our minds for Krishna, His beauty, His qualities, and His pastimes. Whenever you want to know someone or something, you start usually by finding out his or her name. Then you need to also inform yourself about the qualities of that person. That means what type of characteristic or character traits he has or she has. And then you want to know, you know, what he likes. And finally, you're interested in his or her activities. In this way, by knowing the name, the appearance or form and the qualities and later activities, you can relate to that person, you can connect to the person. So in these seminars, we have been trying to hear something about the names of Krishna, the way he looks, the way he is dressed when he is entering the forest of Vrindavan, how he reacts and thinks, and finally, what are his activities or pastimes in which he is engaged. And all this is part of our little school, our little training, our little systematic study of Krishna in the school of absorption. Jiva Goswami very nicely describes to us what Krishna consciousness is and how it comes about. He says Krishna consciousness is the constant thought of Krishna, and this constant meditation, or sometimes it's called samadhi, this comes about by being absorbed or being dwelled in Krishna's pastimes. And he gives the example of a cloth. This cloth, like all other cloths which are made in India, was once white. Then the person who dyed it put it into a bottich or a pot of colors and just held it inside until the cloth had absorbed the saffron color in the pot. So in Krishna consciousness, we take the same process. We absorb our consciousness and our mind in the beautiful katha or narration of Krishna's pastime and Krishna's qualities. And then when we come out into our daily life, all of a sudden our mind doesn't have that worldly color any longer. Our mind doesn't have that worldly smell any longer. And our mind doesn't have all these material desires any longer. Our mind or our consciousness has been transformed by being in contact with Krishna and his name and his qualities and forms, and now has taken another color, a different smell, a different effect. It is no longer material, it is spiritual or Krishna conscious. So I would like to continue now reading to you about Krishna's qualities. I must admit to you that I have very little place to put all my things, but it should be enough. We will read today text 11 and text 12 of the Venu Gita. In text 11, the gopis look into the forest of Vrindavan and they see the shyest animals, the deer, who usually hide in the thickets of the forest, the hidden places of the forest. They see how these deers come out of the dark places of the forest, being irresistibly attracted to Krishna and his beauty. And they go along with the cows, which Krishna herds, while Krishna says, hee 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 hee, and brings the cows forth, and walk freely with Krishna, while they constantly gaze at Krishna, thinking, wow, look, he's so beautiful. And this is the scene. Here's the verse. And they speak about this. So one gopi tells the other, Danyasma mudagatayopi harinya eta Yananda nandana mupata vichitra vesham Akanya venuranitam saha krishna sara Pujam dadu virachitam pranayavalokai. One gopi addresses all the others. Look at the foolish deer. They are so blessed because they have approached Maharaj Nanda's son Krishna, who's fantastically dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the doe, that is the female deer, and the buck, that's the male, worship the Lord with looks of love and affection. So, let us think a little bit about this scene. Krishna and Balaram are walking through the forest of Vrindavan. There are 900,000 cows with them. And it's easy for Krishna to control these cows, because the cows are all bound to Krishna with a rope which goes from the cow's heart, the cow heart, a big heart, huh? To Krishna's heart. It's the rope of affection. So they can't move away from Krishna. When you have a rope of affection which ties you to Krishna, you just can't move and away from him. But if your rope of affection is not so strong and you like to be still independent, then it's very easy to flee and run away. So the cows, although there are 900,000, that's a lot, are all bound by this invisible rope to Krishna. And Krishna is very affectionate to all these cows. Sometimes when it becomes time to go home, Krishna will count all these cows and see if they are all present. It's just like, you know, when you take an air flight from Frankfurt to India, then a steward comes through it. Has this counter, you know, which also some devotees use for their japa, and they count if everyone is in the airplane, because only when the airplane is complete they can go. So Krishna also counts, but not on one of these clickers, but on a jeweled beads, if all the cows are present. And of course some cows are a little bit like human beings. You know, some human beings, maybe you are one of them, want to have attention and affection. They want to be noticed by others. So these cows deliberately hide and they are not there. So Krishna, when he counts the cows, knows, oh, this cow is not there. And then he shouts, oh, Davali, hey, Davali, Davali, where are you? And this cow, who needed a little special attention, jumps joyously out of the bushes and comes running to Krishna. So these cows love Krishna very, very much. When Krishna has counted them and is now on his way to go back to Nanda Gram, where the Goshala is, the cows run before them, before Krishna, because they know their calves are waiting in the Goshalas for them. But just when they are approaching Nanda Gram, Krishna thinks, oh, my cows will be thirsty the whole night, and 900,000 cows is a lot to give them water. So he gives a signal on his flute, stopping all his cows, and they all stop, turn around. What does Krishna want? And Krishna signals them on his flute, there's this lake. This lake is also there. Please drink there before you go home. Then the cows are drink this crystal clear water of the lakes. I wanted to use this as an example to show you how much the cows follow Krishna. They are more attached to Krishna even than to their own calves, and follow Krishna's kind indication. So Krishna is going with these with the cowherd boys, with these masses of cows, through the beautiful forest of Vrindavan, and plays his enchanting flute. You know, this Venu Gita is all about Krishna's flute and the effect it has on different beings. When the deer hear this flute song, it's much better than the flute in the background, by the way, their hearts become churned by the God of love. We heard this yesterday. When you hear Krishna's flute music, the effect on your heart is that you are full of love. Overwhelming, transcendental prema comes in your heart. So the deers feel in their heart this magical pull, the pull of love, which draws them out of the hind lands, out of the dark places, the hiding places in the forest, and they all come to Krishna. Now, how does Krishna look at that time? Krishna has only forest decorations at that time. Krishna thinks, my mother Yashoda has made so much effort to dress me in jeweled garlands, and she has her two goldsmiths, Rangana and Tangana, who always make golden ornaments for me under mother's instruction. But I really don't care for the jewels and the gold ornaments. I only love my Vrindavan, and I want to be dressed Vrindavan style. So he picks different twigs and puts them all over his body, and he looks really like a forest god. And one of the most prominent decorations for Krishna in his forest attire is a thick garland of gunja berries. Gunja berries are red and very hard berries. They're almost as hard as hazelnuts when they're still in their shell. They are red, and then they have a little black point on them, like the points which you find on the Marienkäfer. Those of you who like German forests, they know what Marienkäfers are. So Krishna thinks, these gunja berries come from my beloved Vrindavan, whereas the jewels come from the far distant oceans. I don't love the jewels from the ocean, because the ocean is not in Vrindavan. I want Vrindavan dress. And he goes in this forest dress. So the red, but Krishna still doesn't look simple. He looks very elaborate. You know, on his cheeks there are these beautiful ornaments which are painted with a very thin paintbrush from the minerals from Vrindavan's ground. There is, for instance, yellow and then red. That's a very favorite color combination. And Mother Yashoda, sometimes the cowherd boys and the servants, Raktak and Patrak, they make spider designs. In other words, it somehow looks like, I don't know, if you have to use a little bit your fantasy now. It's like, you know, can you imagine a little bit like a spider design? Or how this? It's called spider design. You have to use your fantasy. When I was once in Puri Dham, Jagannath Puri, I visited Tota Gopinath every morning, and I could see how the pujari, who was an ISKCON devotee actually, was kneeling before Gopinath, and he had his hand on the cheek of Gopinath, and he lovingly painted these spider designs on his cheeks and also on his arms. You must go to Tota Gopinath and Puri, and then you know what is spider designs. So the very, this is the only way I can express it. It really looks like this, very attractive. So when the deer hear how Krishna plays attractively his flute song, and when they look at Krishna in his forest dress and with the spider designs, they have a very simple reaction. And this is very important. These deers then think, oh, Krishna looks so beautiful. Krishna has captured our heart. We want to serve him. We want to give him something. But because the deer are very poor, they don't have a deer bank where they hoard the euros and dollars. They don't have a wardrobe with different dresses. They always have the same deer dress. They have really nothing except for the beauty of their eyes. And what they do is, they look with these eyes lovingly at Krishna and worship Krishna with these loving glances. This is their offering for Krishna. Sanatana Goswami writes about this. The worship done by the deer was very simple, because this worship was performed with nothing more than loving glances. The deer had no paraphernalia at the disposal for worship, like artic plates or anything. But they had their loving glances. Then Sanatana Goswami says, but other than those loving glances, nothing would have satisfied Krishna anyways. In fact, the deer's method of worship was exceptionally pleasing to Krishna. My dear devotees, Krishna consciousness is very simple for the simple people, very difficult for the difficult people or complicated people. It's so simple. You just have to offer your love to Krishna. That's all Krishna cares about. He doesn't care for huge paraphernalia, for huge arrangements, for huge this and that. Krishna wants your love. If you have an offering with love for Krishna, it can be simple. But if you have a complicated offering for Krishna without love, Krishna won't accept that complicated offering. Krishna loves to be worshipped by love and by loving glances. So when you come tomorrow on the altar, before you show your face, think about for what you can be grateful. Think, oh Krishna, I'm so grateful that you brought me here, that you allow me to know the date of your birth. Your Jamashtami date is known to me. It's tomorrow. And I will celebrate it. And look at Krishna with loving glances. Krishna wants nothing more than that. That's the lesson of the deers. See, once Krishna was ridiculed by his Sakas. Do you know what ridiculed means? Wurde lächerlich gemacht, sagt man in Deutsch. The Sakas were joking about him. Oh Krishna, you are so black. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda are so fair. How can a black boy come from white parents? This is not possible. We do not think you are the true son of Nanda and Yashoda. So when Krishna had heard this, he was still very small. He had become very shocked and he had run away in the forest of Vrindavan and hidden himself in a hollow of a tree. Perfect hiding place. There in the hollow of the tree, Krishna had cried, oh, oh, oh. He had cried many tears. 3 days he stayed in the forest of Vrindavan. Yashoda became mad with anxiety. Where's my little boy? How will he survive without milk? 3 days, no sign from Krishna. Because Krishna thought, what is the use of my life? I'm not the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. A serious problem. God is crying. He is in existential dilemma. So, after three boys, one aborigine boy, girl, who lived in the forest, Pulindi, had gone by the forest to collect some wood and had seen this beautiful Krishna just in the hollow of the tree. It just trembling. His little neck was trembling, and he was crying so much, thinking that the most beloved people, Nanda and Yashoda were actually not his parents. And the little girl had come running to Yashoda and said, Krishna is crying. You know, like little girls do when other little children cry. Krishna is crying. Said Yashoda, where is he? You don't know where he is? Where is Krishna? I'm dying, said Yashoda. Come with me, said the little Pulinda girl. And she brought Yashoda to Krishna. And Krishna saw his mother coming and turned around with a bag. Yashoda came to little Krishna and said, Kanaya, oh Kanaya, Kanaya. Krishna's shoulders were going like this. Kanaya, what's wrong with you? Krishna said, nothing. Yashoda just touched the shoulder of her little boy and said, Kanaya, look at me. So Krishna very hesitatingly turned around, and when he looked into the loving eyes of his mother, he just broke down and his little arms flung forward around the neck of Yashoda. Ma, they say I'm not your child because I'm so black and you are not. So Yashoda, you know, first of all, pacified her little boy and said, No, you are my boy. I know it, I'm your mother. But why am I so black? Then Yashoda gave her answers, and listen to these answers. You were born on a very black night, and this night colored you, that's why you are so black. So Krishna was somewhat convinced by this irrefutable logic of his mother. And also, when you were very small, I gave you the milk from black Padmaganda cows. Oh yes, said Krishna, that's very natural that I'm therefore very black. And then but there is another explanation which we find given by other acharyas, and that's very beautiful. Krishna is so black because he has a secret resting place, a place where he always lives. It is in the corners of the eyes of the gopis, who have this black kajal, it's like an ointment, and because of that he has also become black. Like, you know, we say in Germany when we have painted something, Vorsicht, frische Farbe, be careful, fresh paint is there, because we want to warn the people, if they come too close to the fresh color, they will also become colored. So Krishna has come very close to the gopis, too close, and therefore he is black, because he resides in the fresh color of their eyes. So this is Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan. He is so attractive by his qualities that the deers are always with him. Now, there's something which you must know. We earlier found out that the deers, being simple forest animals, have nothing to offer to Krishna except for their loving glances. But is that really true? Please think very carefully. There is something which the deers would have to offer to Krishna, but it's meaningless because Krishna has so much of this. The deers have one particular gland from where this musk comes. Musk is in German moschus, It's a very attractive smell. So they produce it in abundance. But Krishna has so much more of this smell. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked in the gardens near Puri, and there under a Ashok tree, for just a fraction of a second, he saw Krishna playing his flute. All his senses became attracted to Krishna, and he ran towards Krishna. But when he came close to Krishna in order to embrace the Lord of his heart, Krishna disappeared, but not entirely. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the excitement of love, fell down and became unconscious, the fragrance of Krishna, which was still lingering on, entered the nostrils of Krishna and awoke him, the nostrils of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I wanted to say, and awoke him. And then, by the sweet scent of Krishna's body, which incessantly streamed into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's nostrils, he became mad to relish it again and again. What is the Krishna smell like? Would you like to know how Krishna smells? You are really very, very confidential devotees, because this is a very confidential secret. But I think as we hear about Krishna, we also feel a little bit attractive and now want to know Krishna's secrets. Well, there is one person who is expert to tell you how Krishna smells, and that is Srimati Radharani. You know everything. She is always with Krishna and associates with Krishna very intimately. And she says that Krishna smells like lotus flower, like a lotus flower mixed with a small idea of camphor. She says there are 8 lotuses on Krishna's body. His eyes, 2. His navel, 3. His hands, 5. His feet, Krishna's feet smell like lotus, that means 7. And his face, that's the 8 lotus. We say his lotus face. And they all exude this beautiful smell of a fresh lotus flower, which is very subtle. It's not an aggressive smell like you know, where you go like, bam! You know, it's very subtle. And this comes from the hands. Krishna's hands smell like that. And his navel and his eyes and so on. And then anointed over this are 4 aromatic substances, namely musk, camphor, sandalwood, and aguru. And all this mixes together into a symphony of smell. So when Krishna appears and disappears, he can't disappear entirely because his smell still lingers on. You know, we have every year the Govardhan retreat, which is strictly avoided by the German devotees. But everyone else comes. It's a retreat where you really, you know, you fall in love with Krishna when you go there. It's a dangerous place. And there is peculiarity. On the fifth day, always one man comes from Vrindavan. We call him the perfume wala. He has perfumes in a little thing. It's like an Indian Samsonite. You know, that means like it looks like as if the Second World War rolled over this pure suitcase. You know, it's but when he opens it, all the Matajis forget to come to the programs because he has about 50 different perfume smells, and he goes like zip, and then the Matajis go to the programs, and they go, and it smells really good. It's really far out, the smell of this particular perfume wala. And not only Matajis, also husbands who want to put some fragrance under their arm, maybe they stop, you know. It's really a fantastic perfume. It goes about, I think, 20 meters. He's there, and you can smell, aha, the perfume wala has come. He wants to sell perfume to the devotees. And even I was once passing by, and I was just preparing my notes for my talk, and I was thinking, my God, what is this? And I closed my eyes, and I just went to the perfume wala and said, after the class, please, after the class, not now, they need to come to the program. So Krishna is like a walking perfume shop. You know, he smells so good that even if the devotee should have his darshan and faint, no problem. The smell from Krishna's body will enliven the devotee. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that when a devotee sees the all-attractive form of Krishna, at that time, all his senses want to become eyes. The noses want to be eyes. The ears want to be eyes. I think in Germany or in English we say, when there is a man and a beautiful woman walks by, we chide with the man and say, he has become all eyes. Have you heard this? We say like this in English. So when you see Krishna, that tendency to just absorb all the senses in beauty is coming over every devotee. So he wants to see Krishna, but he can't see Krishna because for a fraction of a moment he closes his eyes in the blink of a moment and suffers intolerable frustration from this. Then he opens his eyes again, looks at Krishna, and faints. So he lies there before Krishna, but then the smell from Krishna's body enters his nostrils and he is awakened. Then he again faints when he looks at Krishna, because Krishna is just so, God is so beautiful, my dear devotees. You lose all sense of other beauty, and again the devotee falls. At that time Krishna takes his soft lotus hand and touches the devotee, and by the touch of Krishna's electrifying soft lotus hand, the devotee again wakes up and again faints. Then Krishna just gives him a little prasadam, and the devotee stays up. And then Krishna's kripa shakti enters him so that he doesn't faint any longer, and he looks at and smells Krishna and touches Krishna all at once. It's a symphony of total Krishna realization. So that is Lord Chaitanya said about Krishna, the dramatic actor Madan Mohan has opened a shop of scents, of fragrances that attract everyone of the world to be his customers. He delivers the scents freely. It's free of cost. But then his devotees become so blind that they cannot find their path returning to their homes. My dear devotees, although all of us will most probably return home after Krishna Jamashtami, wouldn't it be nice to forget the path which brings us into our material homes, our material places of attachments and bad habits? I know one great devotee in Vrindavan. He always says to me, "Oh Maharaj, Oh Maharaj." I said, "What do you want?" "I want to forget the world, Maharaj. I want to remember only Radharani and Krishna." I said, "Please, I also want this, but you are much more advanced. Don't pray for me to forget the world. I have the whole world playing in my head. You please bless me." He said, "No, no, Maharaj. You please bless me to forget the world." Then I run away because he is really at the wrong address. Forgetting the world because you are so attracted to Krishna's world and Krishna. That is the aim of our Krishna consciousness. Tomorrow we will try to look at Krishna and we will ask him, "Oh Krishna, you have also attracted me from the dark hole called Hamburg, or some have come from the dark hole called Tehran. We have been called out of the forest. We have come to you. We have heard the call of you, Krishna. We have heard you. You have called us. Please, now don't send us home again to the dark homes. We will go home, but we will carry your light in our heart, and we will put the light of your love into our homes." This is about the deers. I think we should now sing a little bit. And then, just for 10 more minutes, we will hear about a strong objection and how this objection is defeated. I request you all to now again sit a little tall, and in your singing you should reflect the verse which you have heard. I will read the verse again for you. The verse is, "Blessed are these foolish deer because they have approached Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, who is beautifully dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the doe and the bucks worship the Lord with looks of love and affection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Cristiano.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Oh! Please sing a little bit more from the heart.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna. So, the gopis are in the forest, in the village, and talking about Krishna and the indescribable attraction they feel for Krishna. But someone might object, but Krishna is from the same village Krishna is from the same village as the gopis, and therefore it is only natural that the gopis, being village girls, are attracted to the best man of the village. Just like when we go here in Abenteuer, when we drive, we find these little teenagers, you know, all dressed in teenager cloth, and they all think the boys from Abenteuer, that's the village, are the best boys of the world. They are the most charismatic, the most intelligent, the most cultured and most far traveled in the universe, but these boys are not even leaving their villages, and it's a provincial village love. Someone might say this about the gopis. They love the best man in the village, the Krishna. But the and one might further say, okay, some simple deers are attracted to Krishna, but why can we now conclude that Krishna really is all attractive? That's the argument. So the gopis in the next verse of the Venu Gita deal profoundly with this objection by saying Krishna is not only attractive to the gopis. Krishna is not only attractive for the cows and the peacocks and the birds. Krishna is attractive even for the most complicated beings in this universe, the devatas, the Indra and his wife, and these cultured people. And they sing about this. Krishna nirikshavani tat savarupa shilam shrutva cha tat kvanita veno vivikta gitam devyo vimana gataya smaranunna sara brasyat prasuna kabara mumuhu vinivya.
This is what the gopis say. Krishna's beauty and character create a festival for all women. Indeed, when the demigods' wives flying in airplanes with their husbands catch sight of him and hear his resonant flute song, their hearts are shaken by Cupid and they become so bewildered that the flowers fall out of their hair and their bells loosen. So in this verse, the attraction of Krishna is highlighted. Krishna is so attractive that when the demigoddesses come with their vimanas, their light-propelled airplanes, and they hover, like, you know, like UFOs, they hover over Vrindavan, and at that time they are in the laps of their husbands, but they become so absolutely attracted to Krishna that they become overwhelmed with symptoms of love, and their husbands, who just hold their wives, see, their wives begin to love someone so strong, and it's not them. And the husbands look down and they see, my God, our wives are so attracted to this flute-playing Krishna. Wonderful! So they say, Devi, Devi, compose yourself, look at Krishna and come back to life. The gopis see that. And the gopis become so absolutely envious. They say, we are married to other husbands, but when the husbands see us doing japa of Krishna's name, Hare Krishna, Madhava Govinda Madhava Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, when we sing this, our husbands become envious on Krishna. These good for nothing husbands of ours are envious if they hear us singing the names of Krishna. But look at the devatas. They are so cultured and they encourage their wives. They say, Devi, let us, now it's evening, let us fly back to our planet and tomorrow we will come for sure again and have darshan of Krishna. The gopis are feeling like this. This is culture, but we are together with uncultured people, our husbands. It is described here that Krishna is very attractive for all women. There is a joke in Indian theology. The joke says, Rama, he sent a woman away. When Sopanak, the sister of Ravana, came to be together with Rama, Rama said, I'm already married, go to my brother Lakshman, there, this one on my right side. But Krishna never ever sent a woman away. Remember, when Krishna was walking over the royal road, that's like 2nd Avenue or 5th Avenue in New York, in Mathura, Kubja came. Kubja was hunchbacked, and she came and she saw Krishna, who had a bare chest, and his chest was glistening, and there was only a yellow chadar, and Kubja looked at the chest of Krishna, and then she looked higher and saw the smile of Krishna and just fell in love, so much so that she couldn't control herself, and in a gesture
of womanly attraction grabbed his dhoti, like, you know, pulling the dhoti, and that in the public. I don't know what would happen if we would have here on Jamashtami a beautiful lady who goes up to one of our senior Vaishnavas and pulls his dhoti in an open gesture of erotic attraction. That would be too much, you know. This is very too much, you know. That on the royal road, this is a village, but that was Mathura's royal road. Too much. But Krishna saw this attraction as love. And he went up to Kubja. He put his soft lotus toes on the toes of Kubja. And then he took his middle finger and his ring finger on both hands under the chin, and his index finger touched the cheeks of Kubja, and he went like click and gave her a little jerk. And the hunchback, der hässliche Buckel, disappeared. Krishna always accepts everyone. He never turns anyone from his door. You may now say, because you are a strong man, oh, this is for the women. They have good chances with Krishna. But I have a surprise for all of you. No one of us is a man, and no one of us is a woman of this world. We are all prakriti, souls, meant to be enjoyed by the Lord. And in this sense, we are all female. So Krishna never ever turns a soul from his door who comes with to him with a simple gesture of surrender. That's Krishna. Every day in Vrindavan there would be thousands and thousands of vimanas with devatas to have darshan of Krishna. They would look at Krishna's leelas and then return. When the devis, the exalted aristocratic ladies, saw Krishna dancing ever so sweetly through the forests of Vrindavan, they became so attracted that the flowers which they had in their hair just fell from their hair. And as a simple offering, they fell down on Krishna. And Krishna looked up and played a special raga, acknowledging that. My dear devotees, this is the end of today's katha, almost the end. I want to highlight in this katha the extraordinary attractive force of Krishna. Krishna attracts all living entities if they have a pure heart. Srila Prabhupada speaks about this. He says, in Vrindavan, the center of our Shakti is Krishna. There's Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, they have our Shakti to Krishna. The young girls, they have Ashakti to Krishna. The cowherd boys, they have Ashakti to Krishna. The trees, they have Ashakti to Krishna. The fruits, the flowers, they have got Ashakti to Krishna. So if we make our center point of Ashakti attachment as Krishna, then you can create Vrindavan everywhere. That is the highest form of mystic yoga. Krishna has personally appeared, Prabhupada continues, to draw our attention to him. When we forget Krishna, that is our material life or struggle for existence. The moment you remember Krishna, my dear devotees, that is the end of a sad and pathetic ordinary life and the end of material life starts when you become attached to Krishna. But alas, what shall we do? What should I do? I can see in my life that I still have so many objects of attraction. And once, when this became very painful, that I could see in my life, I'm so attracted and diverted by the so-called fantastic things of this world, I began to think very deeply, why am I attracted to a movie? Why am I attracted to a good story? And I found out it's because I look for the ideal story in it. I look for the ideal affection. I look for the highest amount of affection, but I look at the wrong place. And with great pain in my heart, I sat down and wrote this poem which I would like to read to you. I don't think it is boring. It comes from a sincere call for Krishna. Oh my Lord, I think you know that I love only you, although I pretend to love other people and things. Oh my Lord, I think you know that when I'm sad, it's because I feel separated from you, although if I'm asked, I would give other reasons why I'm sad. When I cry, it's always because of missing you, although my tears carry other names. I think you also know that I am only looking for you, although I seem to be looking for other persons and things. Yes, I am a divided soul, searching for something in the east while going west. I am a helpless soul, forced by some other agent long ago to play the double life of a devotee and a cheater. But do you know why I'm writing you all this? It's because I want your special mercy. Don't believe my acts. Don't trust my words, Krishna, but look deep into my heart and you will see your own beautiful image there. Poem is called Don't Trust Me, Krishna. I wanted to express at that time when I was feeling this pain in the heart that yes, I pretend to be attracted, but really the force of all attraction comes from the soul who looks only after Krishna. And to learn this, that we really only long for Krishna and nothing and nobody else, that is the art of purification. When your heart is purified more and more, you will see that there are not so many things in your heart. There are really not so many faces in your heart. There's only one thing and one face in your heart, and that's Krishna. To remember Krishna and to connect to Krishna truly, we will tomorrow celebrate Jamashtami, his appearance day. And on this day, I request you to do a simple meditation. Step out of your own world of attractions and what you like and what you plan to do with your life. And for one day, practice to give pleasure to Krishna, to sing for Krishna's pleasure, to look with loving eyes like the deer at Krishna's form on the altar as he gives us darshan tomorrow. Tomorrow is our day where we will try to enter into Krishna's world. And you will see, when you are able to enter Krishna's world for 1 second only, let us say for half a second, you will connect with Krishna and you will get tomorrow a gift which you will never ever forget. The gift of Krishna to all of those who are ready to embrace Krishna's world, who try to enter Krishna's world by giving Krishna pleasure and service. And that gift of Krishna is the gift of love. I request you to sit tall one more time. I would like to read this verse to you. The last verse of our Venu Gita seminar. One moment. Take a few deep breaths, please. And just try to become a little peaceful by breathing out longer than you inhale. You can inhale on the count of three this time. And exhale on the count of six. Or if is this too complicated for you, just exhale long. And let us hear this verse which is spoken by the gopis about Krishna's attraction. Krishna's beauty and character create a festival for all. Indeed, when the demigods' wives flying in airplanes with their husbands catch sight of Krishna and hear his resonant flute song, their hearts are shaken by Cupid and they become so bewildered that the flowers fall out of their hair and their belts loosen. And we will sing for 2 minutes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody in one voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Krishna, thank you very much for giving us the pleasure of your divine association. No, I'm serious. I think it's very good if devotees who want to hear about Krishna come together, then the subject matter becomes just so nice. And I request all of you to tune yourself in. Tomorrow is one of the most important days of our Vaishnava faith, our devotee faith. And as we discussed in the Sunday feast, Jamashtami should not be approached as an event which happened 5,000 years ago. Jamashtami is something which can happen every day, the appearance of Krishna in the purified heart, and that's the project which, as practicing devotees, we are very much committed to. So tomorrow we will try to let this project live.